Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Supreme Court will determine whether or not Donald Trump can be kept off the ballots. You know, it used to be the old-fashioned way. You'd go out there and you'd mount a campaign and you would try to win the election by winning the hearts and minds of the voters. But I guess we're in a new modern era. We're in a new modern era of just get your opponent off the ballot. Well, actually, maybe it's not such a modern idea after all, is it? It's really much more like, a banana republic, maybe? Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition of the show, and we're glad to be with you here on this weekend edition. We've been having a great week all week long, and of course, it was a short week. But we're glad to be back live here on this weekend edition because over the last couple of weekends we've been out of the studio with the Christmas holiday and then the New Year's holiday. But here we are, folks. So we are on the weekend edition. It's a little bit different than throughout the rest of the week insofar as that we are only here for 3 hours on the weekend. We're here for 4 hours Monday through Friday, the 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., I should say, on the weekends. Yeah, I'll get all my Eastern time zone times right here in just a moment. And we're glad that you're there. Go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, by the way, if you want to send us a direct message, if you'd like to opine in that manner, if you have something you'd like to say, something you'd like to bring up. And we got a great song request as well, so we appreciate that very much. And we'll tell you more about that as we go through the program. But, folks, yes, we also have This brand new breaking news, of course, about the Supreme Court is going to decide whether or not Trump can be kept off the ballots or not. And it seems like, you know, I heard an interview earlier with the Colorado Secretary of State, and it's almost like, well, the Supreme Court can just either deny it, but they got to act fast. It's almost as if, you know, they're just going with this idea that the Supreme Court is going to, you know, basically uphold the idea that Trump is an insurrectionist. He incited an insurrection. January 6th was an insurrection. And, of course, that's the anniversary of January 6th this weekend. And the Democrats and the Biden administration and everybody else is going to try to make as much hay out of that as possible. But does it rise to the occasion of being an insurrection, as talked about in the Constitution, 14th Amendment, Section 3, or is it, as Alan Dershowitz called it, maybe Jonathan Turley, if I recall correctly, these are riots gone bad, not insurrections, armed insurrections, a civil war, this kind of thing. But nevertheless, it's all a matter of opinion where it comes to the far left. Now, again, whether or not you like Donald Trump or you dislike Donald Trump, whether or not you want to vote for Donald Trump or you don't want to vote for Donald Trump, whether you think he should be the nominee or you think he should not be the nominee, is he too old, is it too much baggage, whatever it might be, all those are fine political viewpoints that people have. But this particular issue of whether or not Donald Trump can actually be on the ballot for the voters to decide, I think that's a much more universal issue. Because, again, if you bandy about the term insurrection, well, then that could be whatever kind of you want it to be, right? And then you could just generate this notion that, well, you know, we think, and we've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating, you know, this idea, well, we think Joe Biden's not enforcing the border. That goes against the Constitution. He's actually leading an insurrection against the United States sovereignty, against its security, against its national security. Therefore, as the Secretary of State of such and such a state, I have made a determination that Joe Biden is disqualified under the 14th Amendment, Section 3. Or how about this? Because remember, it talks about holding in all these other offices. Well, guess what? We think so-and-so supported this notion or some other thing that you could call insurrection and simply say, well, that person can't be on the ballot. So you get a bunch of states that have nobody on the ballot from that party and a bunch of states that have nobody on the ballot from the other party, and there's no consistency, and it just becomes like a tit-for-tat type thing. Well, that would cause chaos. So I'm actually glad that the Supreme Court is going to be looking at this and ruling on what the Colorado Supreme Court found, and hopefully they're going to just basically, and I don't think they're going to punt it back to them, like, you know, just sort of, you know, send it back. I think they're going to send it back with prejudice, and I don't know if I'm using that term exactly right from what I'm trying to convey, but what I mean to say is that they're going to say, unless and until there is, adjudicated decisions based on the law, based on evidence, based on a trial, based on all these other things, that somebody actually did commit an insurrection, well, then you can't simply kick somebody off the ballot because it makes sense to you politically to do this, or because you really don't like Donald Trump. And so I really do think the Supreme Court is going to shut this down, as they should. Now, there may be other people who actually try to do an armed insurrection against the United States, and this is why that provision was there, especially post-Civil War, because they had to make sure that as we were reconstructing and rebuilding and reunifying, that you didn't still have people who harbored these ideas and could be working against the Union. But at the same time, of course, there was also a provision by which Congress could remove that ban. So they even baked that into it. So that even should even more tell us that this was a Civil War era issue. And it doesn't apply to Donald Trump saying, go down there and march and get your voices heard. That's an insurrection? Oh, you mean questioning anything that the Democrats tell you? Or, you know, could that be an insurrection? Gee, I don't know. It's Insurrection City, I guess. All right, folks, I'll warn with you. It is the weekend edition. 949-822-7959. That's the number. You can give us a call. We're live Saturday morning. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And rocketing through the weekend edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we're glad to be with you, of course, here on this wonderful, lovely Saturday morning. Now, some of you may be hearing this program at a different time during the weekend on a replay or redistribution. So we welcome you. And, of course, don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine on the program. And we always love to hear from you. And so, again, that's any time that you're hearing the show, you can head over there. And once again, welcome to everybody, of course, listening on our home station, our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Of course, everybody also listening on AM 930 and everyone all along the GCN network. And, of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And we want to say good morning to everybody at GCN this morning. Thank you for working so hard for the program. I know that everybody appreciates it. I sure do. And, folks, you know, it is the first week back, of course, here in the new year. And I've been talking about this a little bit this week, and especially now for our weekend audience, just want to sort of echo some of the things I was saying earlier in the week. You know, I do have a lot of optimism about what the future holds for us, not just here on the program, of course. I think we've got a bright future here on the program, but for our country and for the future and the immediate future, of course, this year being the 2024 elections. It's not going to be easy. There's no doubt about that. It never is easy, but it is doable. And especially when we see how the Biden campaign and the Democrat Party elite are starting this whole thing off. Now that we've gotten into 2024 proper, here we are. It's the Iowa caucuses are very, very close around the corner now. So it's all going to start, you know, sort of leveling up in terms of its intensity, in terms of people's involvement. Not everybody across the country, of course, follows it play by play, in the early stages. But now we're going to start getting in, as I said, into 2024 proper. November's still a long way away, but it's going to be here before you know it. But people are really going to start paying more attention now, I think. So we have a real opportunity to talk about conservative values, to talk about conservative ideals, to talk about that, but also the practical things that we can do in order to really start helping people across the country. You know, the old adage, a rising tide lifts all boats. Well, it's really true. And that's why I think the ideas and the policies that we had in place not all that long ago really contributed to that rising tide lifting all the boats. So wherever you came from in the sense of what your walk of life would be, what your profession, your business, your job, your field would be, things were going along pretty good at that. And, of course, COVID, that's a whole different story. But even coming out of COVID, I think had the Trump policies stayed in place, we would have had a much better recovery. We wouldn't be seeing what we're seeing right now. And, of course, a lot of what we're seeing right now is a direct result of when the Biden administration came into the Oval Office in January of 2021 and began to reverse policies like drilling for oil, you know, being energy independent. I think that's number one on the list of why things started to inflate the way that they did, why prices started to inflate. Because it takes fuel to get things places and so on and so on. There are other factors as well, but the Biden campaign will want to try to blame everything on the Republicans. I mean, heck, they're blaming everything on Republicans. On the program yesterday, we had a quote from Mayorkas talking on MSNBC, and he basically said it's this governor in Texas. He's the problem when it comes to immigration, because this governor in Texas is simply not going to cooperate with the other governors, and he's just throwing a monkey wrench into the works. He's gumming up the works so badly, and we can't do anything. I'm basically just paraphrasing here. But really, it's Governor Abbott's fault. It's the bus company's fault. You know, we see $708 million lawsuit from New York, Mayor Eric Adams, essentially, against the busing companies. You know why they want the money? Well, it costs money to take care of all the immigrants that have been bused to New York City. It's surprise, folks. It takes money when people come across the border in droves illegally. It costs money in order to house and take care of them and so forth. And I'm not talking about the humanitarian aspects of this. But what I am talking about is this notion that when you declare yourself a sanctuary city and then suddenly you get a lot of people that respond or are being, I guess, for lack of a better term, you know, set on your doorstep because you said, hey, we're a sanctuary city. In fact, we're better than all the other places in America. We're better than those, you know, than those Republicans or whatever, because we are declaring ourselves to be a sanctuary city. And then suddenly you say, well, but we can't handle this. This is wrong of the Texas governor. It's wrong of the bus companies. We're going to sue you for $708, by the way. $708 million. Not $710. Not $720. Not $700. But $708 million in order to do all this. And, of course, that'll be, you know, caught up in the legal system for a long, 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 long time. But, honestly, it's the bus company's fault. The bus company needs to pay for taking care of people that they, you know, as far as I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, don't bus companies take a fee to take people from point A to point B? They drop them off at point B. And then, but they, not once have I ever heard of anybody getting a bus ticket and they said, okay, now, we got here's your vouchers, you know, for taking care of you almost indefinitely. That just doesn't happen. But it happens in the minds of the far left and the Democrat Party elite. As they grasp at straws to try to make it look like it's the Republicans' fault. The Republicans just aren't working with the Biden administration to fix these problems. And it's really interesting because what they're really saying is that the Republicans are so powerful, right? They're so powerful that nothing can ever get done. Whereas the Biden administration, they want to take credit for anything good. Oh, gas prices started coming down a little bit. Oh, but thank you, Joe Biden. But if they go super far up, then it's not, thank you, Joe Biden. It's never like that, right? But the Biden administration has come up with a campaign ad. And we're going to hear it on the other side of the break. We heard it yesterday on the program. But for our weekend audience, I want to give you the whole treatment on that. But Joe Biden coming out in their very first campaign ad, and this sets the tone. Because remember, everything is somehow your fault. It's the Republicans' fault. It's conservatives' fault. But all the while, through all of this, Joe Biden is trying to preserve democracy. In fact, he's made it the central issue of his presidency. He's made it the central issue of his presidency. And, oh, by the way, just in case you were wondering, he believes in free and fair elections and the right to vote fairly and to have your vote counted. This is what they're going with, my friends. And why are they going with that? Well, because inflation is super high, because our national security is super low, because there was a war that broke out, another war that broke out, but this time in the Middle East. There is a foreign policy in shambles. The world is catching on fire. The administration doesn't know how to deal with all of these multiple hotspots, and they're constantly trying to get out of these messes. But they can't do that because they've actually helped to create them in so many ways. And they can only blame Trump so much. I don't think the voters are really going to go for somehow Donald Trump also, the evil genius that he is, set in motion somehow all these things to continue to just kind of go wrong over time like dominoes. They just keep going over and over, and you can't stop them. You can't stop the dominoes that Donald Trump set up. I mean, honestly, see, I'm being facetious, being a little sarcastic, yes, but that's illustrating my point. Folks, we've got a lot more to talk about, a lot more to do on this weekend edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. We're coming right back. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Criticism of the decision to pull former President Trump off the GOP primary ballot pours in as Trump's attorneys have filed an appeal in Maine's Superior Court. Republican White House hopeful Nikki Haley.
Don't open a door you can't close. And this is a dangerous door to open. And we need the Supreme Court to step in quickly before we have too many states do this.
In his appeal, Trump referred to Shenna Bellows as a biased decision maker and claimed she does not have the legal authority to remove him from the ballot. A disturbing video from a courtroom in Nevada is making the rounds, showing a defendant flying over the bench and attacking the judge after she denied him bail. Deobra Delone Redden was wrestled to the floor behind Clark County District Judge Mary K. Holtis' bench. The judge suffered a minor head injury, and a courtroom marshal was taken to the hospital for a large gash on his head. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Janet Yellen is now saying, we have achieved the soft landing, everybody. So that's it. Nothing more to see here. We don't even have to worry about anything in the economy or anything like that any longer. It's all good. Good night, everybody. I guess it's okay. We're going to hear all this stuff. And in fact, I've seen indicators or I should say articles saying, you know, guess what? The Fed could raise rates again. And if they don't like the way this is going, if they're not, and they're not going to hit the magical 2%, I'm pretty sure about that. So they're going to have to declare victory at some point, which sounds like they're getting ready to do. Or other reports that say, well, they're going to start cutting rates. They'll cut rates faster than you think. Yeah, so we don't know what's going to happen. In fact, we don't know what's going to happen until it actually happens. Because there are so many different factors, of course, that will go in to these kinds of decisions. But it's like trying to read the tea leaves. It's like going to the Oracle of Delphi and just getting confused. I guess that's what's happening. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Sorry, I had to hit the cough button there just for a moment. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are rocking through this Saturday morning edition, this weekend edition of the program, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And, of course, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. In fact, we just heard from Richard the Marine up on his vantage point on the central coast of the great state of Oregon. He said, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees and storming, hard rain, but all is good. Semper Fi, Richard. We'll Semper Fi right back at you, of course. We appreciate that. And, yeah, we see the the weather that's going on there. We'll be talking about that, of course, as well in the next segment for our Trucker Travel Report for the weekend edition here. But thank you so much, Richard. We appreciate it very, very much indeed. And stay safe up there. Batten down the hatches and take whatever measures are necessary, of course, to ride out the storm, as it were. The whole idea, of course, of the soft landing and economic news and so forth, they're really going to start pumping that kind of stuff. And again, it's going to go down to this idea that, well, they're going to have to explain to you why everything is fine, but even though you're still paying high prices at the grocery store. Now, I stopped by the grocery store a couple of days ago. Actually, yesterday, on Friday. And, yesterday, on a Thursday. For me, it's Thursday. Eastern time, Western time, it all gets jumbled up. But I stopped at the store, and I just got a few things. And it was like $63. And it was basically a bag of groceries. And I was there, and the person says to me, "Do you have a such and such? Do you have a grocery store card?" And I said, "No, I don't have a grocery store card." And they said, "Okay, well, we'll just use this one." And so it went pink, and it went on there, and it saved like $3. So that was good. $3 saved is $3 earned, right? But still, in all, $63, and I didn't get that much. And can you imagine now, of course, if you're shopping for a family of four or what have you, I mean, you go to the grocery store, it's going to be a couple hundred bucks easy without even blinking an eye. So people still understand that the prices are high, the cost of everyday expenses are really out of control. And so no matter how much you explain to them, it's like I kind of see the Democrats trying to roll out this army of explainers to tell you why things are so good, but they're not really that good right now, because you shouldn't have to explain to people why things are good, because if things were really good, it would just be natural. It would be something that would flow from the prosperity that people feel, the feeling flush with their money and feeling like, hey, I can do whatever I want, and I want to keep this train going. That's what you want people to say. That's how you have a landslide reelection victory in this country. So it does go back to some degree to it's the economy, stupid, and that was the rallying cry, of course, back in 1992. The brainchild, I think, of James Carville, right? It's the economy, stupid. But nowadays, too, it is the economy, stupid. It is that. But it's also, there are also social issues that are thrown in, especially where young voters are concerned. The social issues also have great weight. I'm not saying that they trump the economy altogether, but I am saying that they do ascribe to these social issues a very significant weight. And that's where a lot of this battle is going to be done, I think. You might be able to say, look, you know, your wallet's lighter, your bank account's lighter, you know, all these things are happening. But if they perceive, sorry, I had to hit the cough button once more time. If they perceive that, you know, you're just completely out of step with, you know, how I feel about this and that and the other thing, they're not going to vote for you. And I'm not trying to throw a wet blanket on everything. I'm just trying to be practical, because this year is going to be a real year of practicality. It's going to be a very, very difficult uphill climb in order to get those votes and to make it stick and to have people want to go in a different direction than what's happening right now. Can that be navigated? I do think it can. But it just is going to be a very, very difficult time. All right, well, speaking of a very difficult time, Joe Biden is having a very difficult time trying to make people think that he's, you know, that he has really done a great job, that things are better, that you are better off than you were 4 years ago. Let's listen in to the very first campaign ad from the Biden-Harris campaign about how he's fighting for democracy. Can you believe that? Let's listen in.
I've made the preservation of American democracy the central issue of my presidency. I believe in free and fair elections and the right to vote fairly and have your vote counted. Now, something dangerous happened in America. There's an extremist movement who does not share the basic beliefs of our democracy. All of us are being asked right now, what will we do to maintain our democracy? History's watching. The world is watching. Most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible. The Vice President and I have supported voting rights since day one of this administration. And I ask every American to join me in this cause. America is still a place of possibilities where the power resides with we, the people.
Okay, stop right there. The power resides with we, the people. You know, this kind of stuff, just going back to the very first of that, I've made the preservation of democracy the central issue of my presidency. Now, do you see where this is getting set up? You see where this is getting set up? And, of course, there's the buzzwords, the buzz phrases. It's about we the people, you know. And, of course, we all believe that, right? We the people of the United States, right? In order to form a more perfect union, you know, this rolls off our tongues because it's the very heart of the fabric of the foundational structure of our great republic, right? Of course it is. We, you know, I don't want to get too far off the beaten track here, but we the people do empower the government. This is what's so revolutionary. You know, people think, well, we have a revolution. No, the revolutionary idea has been that we the people empower the government, not the other way around. The government derives its power from the people. The government doesn't exist and then tells the people, well, here are the rights you have, and we might change our minds next Tuesday, so be good, right? This kind of stuff. But he's saying, I've made the preservation of democracy the central issue of my presidency. Do you see the setup here, my friends? The setup is, if you do not want to support Biden-Harris, well, guess what? You're just not for the preservation of democracy. I mean, yes, I know we're a constitutional republic and not a straight democracy. I get that. But in the way the term is being used here is the important issue. But it's as if to say, well, if you don't support us, or if you support a different candidate, well, you're just not supporting democracy. In fact, you're not helping us preserve it. And that, my friends, is just a real weird way of trying to make you feel like, hey, I'm doing the wrong thing here. I'm going against the grain. But that's not it at all. But they try to put you in that position. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming up to the break, but we're going to be right back, right here on the Weekend Edition. We're glad you're there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this weekend edition of the program. Don't forget, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. Well, guess what? We are seeing the phone lines starting to light up this morning, and we've got, looks like, I believe, John in Nyack, New York. We haven't heard from John for a while, so good morning, John, and Happy New Year to you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Kyle, Happy New Year. I just wanted to touch base as to what the Democrats are going to do, and it's getting pretty obvious as to what they've already done. They're going to try and criminalize the right. Not say that they're bad people. They're going to try and throw us in jail. They're doing it to Trump. They're doing it to Giuliani. They're doing it to all of Trump's lawyers. They've got the IRS. They've got the CIA. They've got the FBI. You've got what happened on January 6th. A lot of those people still sitting in jail waiting for a trial. And what they're basically doing is they're criminalizing their opponents. And they're going to throw people in jail. They're going to throw a lot of us in jail. Just like in a military attack, first thing you do is you take off all the leaders on the other side. And that's what they're doing. They've got nothing to lose because they know if Trump wins and he's in a good position to win, Trump's going to clean house. and it's going to look pretty ugly for these guys. And they will do everything that they can do, and they have got their hands on the levers of power. They run the federal government, and they're corrupt, and they intend to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically going to be a Cold War, and no gunshots fired, at least on our side, but they're going to try and put us in jail to stop us. And it's kind of frightening, because I think that we've got the people on our side, but we haven't got the government, we haven't got the media. And those are two very important allies they've got on their side.
Well, yeah, they have a lot of messaging capability, and they can keep that message, you know, going 24/7. But, you know, I think you're right. I think the motivation is certainly there. And this whole thing, of just I was talking about earlier, the setup is, hey, you know, if you oppose us, you're anti-democracy, basically, because we're the ones fighting for democracy over here in the Democrat Party.
And people who are anti-democracy need to be put in jail, don't they?
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. And it is really scary, but I do think that they're resorting to this kind of mentality because they know that their policies are not popular. It, you know, they're popular with some. There's some core group. But generally speaking, people are saying, wow, we didn't think it could get this bad this quickly.
I exactly agree. I also think they're gonna try and close down places like Twitter. They're gonna try and close down all the other media establishments, and they could do them by pulling their licenses. They could do them by dragging them through court. They could do them by trumping up charges like they're doing now. You know, the January 6th we all know was a setup, but those people are still in jail. It's hard to fight the federal government, and they're going to pull out no stops.
Agreed. Yeah, I think that they are kind of desperate, and that's what I think this campaign commercial shows to begin with. You know, it's not about the positive things. I mean, what accomplishments has Joe Biden? He has nothing to fall back on to say, look what I did. I mean, they'll say this and that, but it's nothing that people say, oh, yeah, I'm so glad he did this and that.
Exactly. And not only that, but if to tell you the truth, to me, it really sounds like the Chicago way.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chicago way is if you go against the city of Chicago and you live there, you find that your trash doesn't get picked up anymore. And you find that inspectors come to your house and say that you've got all kinds of problems with the electricity and the water. And they're going to have to, you're going to get fined for all kinds of things. And every single department in the city of Chicago comes and finds you and turns off your water, turns off your trash, and they persecute you. And that's what we could expect all of the people behind Trump and supporting Trump and trying to get Trump elected. That's what's going to happen to us all. And they're going to try and intimidate, like with the January 6th people. Make sure that everybody knows if you're on their side, you're in big trouble. And it's going to cost you a lot of money. It's going to cost your family a lot of money. Your kids are going to get persecuted in school. They might get thrown out of school. And that's what they're doing. And it's frightening time in America.
Indeed.
Kyle, I appreciate what you're doing.
Hey, thank you, John.
I can't talk much longer. I got to go. But thank you very much for the show.
Hey, thank you, John. Take care. We'll talk again soon. All right. The John and Nyack, and I appreciate the kind words very, very much. It really means the world to me to hear things like that, to hear something like that. So thank you so much, John and Nyack, and we hope to hear from him again real soon. But, yeah, he definitely is on to something, everybody, and the idea that, you know, again, you've got – this notion there that, you know, hey, if you're against us, then somehow this, you know, we're going to find ways to make your life miserable. I don't doubt it at all. I don't doubt it at all. And unfortunately, this is the tone that the Democrats and the, specifically the Biden campaign and those who are running the show over there, this is the tone that they want to strike. It's not about being the president of everybody. It's not about, everybody singing kumbaya and so forth. The threat is not going to be from those who really want to destroy what America's all about. But the threat's going to come from Republicans, right? Or climate change. I mean, you'd have to they'd be hard pressed to say which is worse, Republicans or climate change, because evidently climate change is the big, huge problem that we're facing, and it's not about the fact that now we've got anti-Semitism running rampant everywhere. We've got all this internal strife. We don't have a border, at least on the southern side of the country. We don't really have a border. We have people inside the government who decide that, well, having these people come across the border without any real regulation or anything like that, certainly illegally, that's all kind of part of the destabilization plan. And that's what is very, very, very scary about the whole thing. And once again, I sure appreciate the call from Jim in Nyack, New York. And by the way, folks, we'll take a quick look here at what's going on out there this weekend weather-wise. This from AccuWeather, a snowstorm and the first big widespread big one in 2 years is on the way for the interior mid-Atlantic, the central Appalachians, and much of New England. Again, this according to AccuWeather. Even though accumulating snow is likely to avoid much of Interstate 95 from Philadelphia on south, the impending storm and nor'easter will deliver heavy, travel-snarling snow farther to the north and west, and the New York City area may be a snow versus rain battleground. AccuWeather meteorologists continue to warn this. For some areas of the northeast, this will still be the heaviest snowfall in 2 years, my friends. Those with travel plans on the roads, rails, and skies this weekend should be prepared for weather-related disruptions, and fast-moving storm is intent on producing a period of moderate to heavy snow from the central Appalachians to much of New England. Accumulating snow is in store for approximately 60 million residents in the northeast this weekend. Among those who will be affected by the storm are hundreds of thousands of college students returning to campuses following the extended holiday break. And that's right. And my daughter, who goes to school on the East Coast, she's not traveling this weekend, thank goodness. But definitely, yes, there's a lot of kids, a lot of college students heading back. And it's not going to be pretty, I'm afraid. In portions of New England, upstate New York, and parts of Pennsylvania, the snow will fall at a rate of an inch per hour or more, and that could be difficult for crews to keep up with. This, according to AccuWeather Chief Meteorologist and Senior Vice President, Weather Content and Forecast Operations, Jonathan Porter said. So this, again, folks, can be a big, big deal as we head into the weekend here on the weekend show. Next hour, we'll have more on what's happening out there across the highways and byways, the interstates and so forth. We're coming up to the top of the hour right now. You'll hear your top of the hour news, get updated. We'll pay a couple of bills, because we got to pay a couple of bills. And then we're coming right back for hour number two of the weekend show. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.